Thoughts on the Psalm, Psalm 146, verses 1 to 10. Yet again the theme, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. As I say, Hallelujah, that's the footnote. I'm thinking of verse 1, and I'm thinking of verse 10 of Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, or the footnote, Hallelujah. And then again, at verse 10, praise the Lord. You say, well, we've had this theme over and over again. Yes, the psalmist doesn't get tired of it. God the Holy Spirit in recording scripture doesn't get tired of it. We mustn't get tired of it. Surely this is the purpose, the ethos, the essence of our life, brother and sister. What are we here for? What did God create us for? What did he save us for? That we might praise the Lord. Churches, bodies of believers, the ecclesia, what are we there for? Well, for mutual edification. Why? For building each other up in the faith, yes. For seeing sinners saved, yes. But why? The praise and glory of God. Whatever you do, word, thought, deed, whatever, do all for the glory of God. Not man, not man, not self. Oh, there's so much of man in the churches today. Let's remind ourselves, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life, verses 1 and 2. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Praise the Lord. As I say, you've seen this before. Well, you're going to meet it again. Verse 1 of 147, praise the Lord, and so on. 148, praise the Lord. Beginning and end of these psalms. This is what the psalmist is about. Praise the Lord. We shall hear it yet again and again. Why? Do we need to ask? It's like the man who was buying an expensive motor car, and he said to the seller, how much is it? And the chap said, well, if you need to know how much it is, you can't afford it. Why do we praise the Lord? Because that's why he converted us. That's why he formed us, that we might magnify the Lord. Notice that the psalmist is given to personal praise. I will praise you. Oh, my soul, verse 1. You praise the Lord. Yes, he's calling upon Israel to praise the Lord. True. But he's calling upon himself. He's speaking to himself. He's taking himself in hand. He's not just drifting. Oh, my soul, you praise the Lord. And he answers back to himself. I will praise the Lord. And I'll do it now, and I'll do it all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. David wrote his psalms to praise the Lord, and still men are using them to bring praise to God. He's not just telling others. He's addressing himself. He's speaking to himself. I hope you speak to yourself, brother, sister. Remind yourself, challenge yourself, as well as challenging others. And he's determined. I will. It's a vow, it's a promise. He's saying it to himself, I will praise the Lord, and I'm determined to do it. Nothing will stop me. Constantly, all through my life, through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, I will praise the Lord. And, of course, from verse 3 to verse 10, the verses I'm missing out at the moment, we'll look at them in the next discourse. He's spelling it out there. He's tracing it all out. It's the magnifying of God. Do not put your trust in princes, immortal men who cannot save. But they die. Their spirit departs. Their bodies return to the ground, dust, and so on. This is what man is. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This must be the thing. Conversion leading to holiness. Why are sinners converted? Why are saints made holy? Sinner made into saints. Unbeliever turned into believer. Why? For the glory of God. Now and forever. And forever begins now. Now, at this very moment. So let us praise the Lord.